Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. The FFB, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, recently sent out press releases about two interesting topics. One you have probably heard of, the other maybe not. The first one talks about the rather common experience of seeing stars. The second, more obscure topic discusses pinpoint pupils. Information is from Medical News Today, which is published by the FFB. So as I said, the information came from the Foundation Fighting Blindness, Medical News Today. What does it mean when you see stars? This was written by Jennifer Berry and reviewed by Dr. Anne-Marie Griff. We'll talk about a little overview of the topic, then go into some causes, the difference between flashes and floaters, and then we'll have some tips for the healthy eyes, as well as an outlook in this part of the program. Seeing stars or flashes in your vision may be alarming, especially if it has never happened before. Many people say they see stars when flashes of light occur in their field of vision. The stars may look like fireworks, lightning bolts, or camera flashes. Several different issues may cause a person to see stars, and many of them are no cause for concern. An isolated flash of light is usually harmless. However, if seeing stars becomes frequent or becomes severe or sudden, a person should speak to an eye doctor right away. So how does seeing stars work? A person typically sees stars because of a disturbance in either the retina or the brain, maybe both. The retina's role. The retina is a lining of cells that sits at the back of the eye and sends messages to the brain when it detects light. The retina does not see colors or shapes. It only sees light. A special gel called the vitreous gel sits in front of the retina to protect it. If the retina gets inflamed or the vitreous gel moves around or shrinks, the retina will be stimulated and send signals to the brain. The brain interprets these signals as light, even though no external light source exists. Next, the brain's signals. The brain takes signals from the retina and interprets them as light using electrical impulses. If something disrupts electrical activity in the brain, it may send false signals, making a person think they see stars. Next, we come to the section called causes. The following are the most common causes of disruptions in the brain or retina that could lead you to be seeing stars. There are four of these. First of all, a blow to the head. Cartoons have portrayed this phenomenon for years. If someone gets hit on the head, they see stars. The brain is protected by a layer of fluid that usually prevents it from hitting the inside of the skull. A hard knock, such as from a sports collision or car accident, however, may result in the brain bouncing against the skull. The back of the brain contains the occipital lobe, which is the part of the brain that processes visual information. If this area is knocked, it sends out electrical signals that the brain thinks are light. Getting hit in the eye can also cause flashes of light because it bumps the retina. The retina is stimulated and sends light signals to the brain. Gently rubbing your closed eyes is one way to experience this phenomenon without injury. The next possible cause for seeing stars might be migraines. Migraine headaches can cause changes in vision, including seeing stars, sparkles, or flashes. They can also cause spots, heat waves, tunnel vision, or zigzagging lines. These changes occur in both eyes and are thought to be caused by abnormal electrical signals in the brain. If these visual changes occur before a headache develops, it's called a migraine with aura. Some people who get migraines may also experience the aura without a headache afterwards. A retinal migraine is a different type of headache that causes visual changes in one eye only. This is a retinal migraine, one eye. This is a rare condition and can be a symptom of something more serious. Like migraine with aura, the visual changes happen before the headache hits. The visual changes may include seeing stars, flashes, or dark spots, as well as temporary blindness. Retinal disturbances or deceased blood flow to the retina may cause these symptoms. It is essential for people to contact a doctor right away if they experience retinal migraine symptoms. And remember, the retinal migraine is one that causes visual changes in one eye only. Other typical migraine symptoms include the following, I think there are probably four of these. Migraine symptoms, throbbing and severe headache, sensitivity to light and sound, nausea, and even dizziness. The next cause for seeing stars might be movement in the eye's vitreous gel. The vitreous gel that is located in front of the retina can move around, sometimes pulling on the retina itself. This causes the retina to send light signals to the brain. Movement or changes in the vitreous gel become more common as people age and are typically harmless. However, these flashes could signal a serious issue if they are happening frequently and regularly, if they come on suddenly and severely, if they are accompanied by other vision changes such as new floaters or cloudiness. Another possible cause, the fourth one for seeing stars, might be a retinal detachment or a torn retina. Sometimes the vitreous gel pulls on the retina hard enough to cause damage. It may tear the retina or detach it from the back of the eye. If this happens, a person may see a sudden appearance of stars or flashes. They may see floaters, they may have blurred vision, they may lose their peripheral vision, or it may seem like a curtain or shadow draws across the field of vision. This is from a retinal detachment or a torn retina. Risk factors for retinal detachment or tearing include being over the age of 40, having a family history of retinal detachment, having a previous retinal detachment or a torn retina, being very nearsighted, having previous cataract surgery, or having another eye disease, disorder, or injury to the eye. Those are symptoms for a retinal, or risk factors for a retinal detachment. And please know, a torn or detached retina needs emergency medical care. It may be corrected with surgery, but can lead to blindness if left untreated. And next, another warning, a little bit of an alert to flashes versus floaters. Flashes of light or seeing stars in vision should not be confused with floaters. While seeing stars may sometimes accompany floaters, these two things are caused by different factors. Floaters may look like shadows, lines, or dots that move across a person's field of vision. They can be caused by protein clumps or cells in the vitreous gel. They could also be caused by tiny blood vessels bursting in the eye. Floaters are typically harmless and become common as a person ages. However, a person should still discuss the floaters with an eye doctor, especially if they happen frequently or come on suddenly. So next we have in this section, tips for healthy eyes. Seeing stars on occasion is often a natural part of aging and cannot be prevented. However, certain lifestyle factors can help keep eyes healthy for as long as possible. To keep the eyes healthy, a person should eat a nutritious diet that includes fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Also, another tip, quit or avoid smoking. Smoking is a significant risk factor for macular degeneration, which can lead to blindness. The third possible tip, always wear sunglasses with UV protection when you're out in the sunlight. The fourth tip, wear proper eye protection when using power tools and during contact sports. And the last tip we have for you in this section, take breaks from looking at a computer or television screen every 20 minutes. And I think you've heard the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, take 20 seconds and look 20 feet away. 20-20-20 when you're doing a lot of screen work. So next we come to the outlook for these floaters and flashers and seeing stars. Seeing occasional flashes or stars in vision is usually not an indication of an underlying health problem. Many people find that seeing stars happens only occasionally and that their eyes are otherwise healthy. Seeing stars may occur more often with age. However, seeing flashes frequently can indicate an eye problem that needs medical attention. If a person experiences a rapid onset of flashes, stars, or any other sudden vision changes, they should seek medical care right away. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends that people get a comprehensive eye exam by the age of 40, even if they have no other health problems. Some people will need to get an exam sooner if they have diabetes, high blood pressure, or a family history of eye disease. People with poor vision may also be offered a comprehensive eye exam during their regular checkup. These appointments are a good time to mention seeing stars or flashes and to discuss any tests or treatments with a doctor to maintain healthy eyes for years to come. The next topic, this information is provided by the Foundation Fighting Blindness, the FFB. Next topic is 7 causes of pinpoint pupils. This was written by Brian E. Weaver and was reviewed by Dr. Swen-Gyu Han. As an introduction first, the pupils react naturally to changing light levels, controlling how much light gets into the eyes. What does it mean if those pupils look abnormally small and do not change as expected? In this article, we look at the definition and the causes of pinpoint pupils, as well as possible treatment options. First, what are pinpoint pupils? In normal conditions, the pupils change size to let in the right amount of light. In the dark, they open wider or dilate to let in more light. In bright light, they get smaller or constrict to prevent too much light from getting in. However, there are some medical conditions and the use of certain drugs that can cause the pupils to shrink to a pinpoint size. The medical term for pinpoint pupils is miosis, and this can be spelled one of 2 different ways that they list here. The first spelling is M-I-O-S-I-S. The other acceptable spelling is M-Y-O-S-I-S. This comes from an ancient Greek word that means to close the eyes. So miosis, another term for pinpoint pupils. Causes. There are several conditions and drugs that can cause pinpoint pupils. 7 are listed here. The first one is prescription opioids or narcotics. Some medications have opioids or narcotics in them. Opioids, including morphine, are drugs commonly used for pain relief. Opioids can affect a person psychologically and are highly addictive. People often take prescription opioids in pill form to treat severe post-surgical pain, such as from dental surgery, or for long-term pain, as with some cancers. Prescription opioids that may cause pinpoint pupils include the following drugs: oxycodone, morphine, hydrocodone, codeine, and methadone. These are prescription opioids or narcotics that can cause pinpoint pupils. Another drug called methadone is often used to help a person who has an opioid dependency recover from their addiction slowly with manageable withdrawal symptoms. As well as pinpoint pupils, symptoms of an opioid overdose include the following 4 things. You can watch for a pale or clammy face, blue or purple fingernails, slow breathing, or a slow heartbeat. The next section talks about treatment for opioid drugs overdose. Opioid overdoses can be fatal if left untreated, so anyone with a suspected overdose needs emergency medical attention. A person experiencing an overdose will be given naloxone, which blocks the effects of opioids. A doctor might also refer them to a treatment and recovery program if they have a drug dependency. The next possible cause for pinpoint pupils would be those hypertension medications. Some medications prescribed for high blood pressure, which is also called hypertension, can cause pinpoint pupils, and they include clonidine or tetrahydrazoline. These are blood pressure drugs. And the treatment for that, anyone who thinks their hypertension medication may be causing pinpoint pupils should speak to their doctor. The doctor may be able to prescribe a different form of medicine to control your high blood pressure. The next possible cause for pinpoint pupils would be heroin. Pinpoint pupils are one of the signs of heroin use. Heroin is a highly addictive recreational opioid. It causes the body to slow down and is a potent painkiller, making a person very relaxed and sleepy. Other symptoms of heroin use and addiction include bloodshot or red eyes, weight loss, extreme sleepiness and falling asleep at inappropriate moments, secretive behavior, lack of motivation, thoughts of self-harm or suicide, slurred speech, paranoia, or extreme itchiness. These are symptoms of heroin use and possible heroin addiction. People using heroin are at risk of contracting blood infections by sharing needles. Injecting heroin can also damage veins and arteries and may cause gangrene. Heroin can also cause respiratory failure or death by inhaling vomit, as it limits a person's ability to cough properly. The treatment: a person with heroin dependency should speak to their family doctor or to a local drug treatment center. A healthcare professional will ask about their drug use, family and housing situation, and other contributing factors that the person may wish to disclose. The doctor may request a urine or a saliva sample. There is a range of treatment options available depending on the person's individual needs, and these would include talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, or other types of counseling. Another possible treatment for heroin dependency would be medications such as methadone. You could also go to support groups or undergo detoxification if the person has a heroin dependency. The next possible cause of pinpoint pupils is called the Horner syndrome, H-O-R-N-E-R, the Horner syndrome. Horner syndrome is a rare condition caused by a tumor, a stroke, or damage to the central trunk of the brain, which is called the brain stem. It affects a certain type of nerve called the sympathetic nerve. Symptoms will include pinpoint pupil on one side of the face, drooping of the upper eyelid over that affected eye. The drooping of the eyelid is called ptosis, P-T-O-S-I-S, droopy eyelid over the affected eye. And the third symptom of the Horner syndrome is an inability to sweat on one side of the face. The treatment: Horner syndrome can be a sign of a life-threatening, complications in the neck or upper body. So it is essential to seek medical attention. The fifth possible cause of pinpoint pupils: inflammation of the eye, which is also called anterior uveitis. Anterior uveitis is inflammation of the middle layer of the eye, which includes the iris. While many people who have anterior uveitis are otherwise healthy, it can be associated with the following rather serious things: rheumatic disease, skin diseases, gastrointestinal disease, lung disease, or infectious diseases. This is anterior uveitis, inflammation of the middle layer of the eye. And this occurs mostly in young or middle-aged people and can appear in one or both eyes. The symptoms would include pain in the eye, blurred vision, light sensitivity, pinpoint pupils, or eye redness. The treatment for pinpoint pupil caused by anterior uveitis will include possibly using eye drops to open up the pupil, using eye drops that contain steroids to reduce the inflammation. A doctor or eye specialist, an ophthalmologist, may refer a person for further testing if they suspect an underlying medical condition to be the cause. Another possible cause for pinpoint pupils would be, number six, head injury. A 2014 study assessed the importance of how the pupils react to light when there are possible injuries to the central nervous system. For people who have sustained head injuries in road, traffic, or other accidents, pinpoint pupils can be a sign of serious internal problems. Head injuries can cause severe, even life-threatening complications, even if the effects are not immediately apparent. Anyone who has suffered a head injury should seek immediate medical attention. The seventh and the last one they mention here would be exposure to pesticides. Research suggests that accidental exposure to pesticides can cause pinpoint pupils in some cases. The person may also show signs of excessive saliva, retching and vomiting, coughing, breathing difficulties, sweating, muscle weakness, rapid pulse, or sleepiness. In 2016, the World Health Organization estimated that 3 million people are poisoned by pesticides each year. The treatment for this, anyone who thinks they or someone else has been poisoned by a pesticide, household cleaner, or other toxic product, requires immediate medical attention. If a person is unconscious or vomiting, it is important to roll them onto their side, if possible, and keep their head tilted downward. This position will ensure that any vomit can escape without the person choking on it. Medical treatments for poisoning include activated charcoal, antidotes, if there are any available, anti-seizure medications, sedatives, or even a breathing machine or a ventilator. So next we have a summary of when to get help. Pinpoint pupils are not a disease on their own, but they can indicate an underlying medical problem. Anyone experiencing pinpoint pupils with no apparent cause should see a doctor as soon as possible. Many of the causes of pinpoint pupils are serious medical conditions, such as opioid dependency or pesticide poisoning. Early intervention can help prevent life-threatening complications. Even anterior uveitis can cause permanent eye damage and blindness if left untreated. However, the outlook for conditions that cause pinpoint pupils improves when people seek treatment quickly and follow doctor's advice for a complete recovery. Once again, this is a topic of pinpoint pupils, or also referred to as meiosis. Next, we come to the final part of the program today. We've got the top 10 foods for healthy eyes. Top 10 foods. This was written by Zahn Villeneuve, reviewed by a registered dietitian, Natalie Olson. People often believe that failing eyesight is an inevitable result of aging or eye strain. In truth, a healthy lifestyle can significantly reduce the risk of eye health problems. The Age-Related Eye Disease Study. You might have heard of this one. It's called AREDS for short. The Age-Related Eye Disease Study. It was originally published in 2001, and at that time they found that certain nutrients, zinc, copper, vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta carotene, may reduce the risk of age-related decline in eye health by 25%. Well, this study was updated in the year 2013 to test different versions of the original formula. The variations then included omega-3 fatty acids, zeaxanthin, lutein, and beta-carotene. The study found that certain combinations work better than others. Further studies agree that omega-3 fatty acids, including DHA, along with copper, lutein, zeaxanthin, are vital for eye health. They are vital for eye health. In this article, we'll look at the evidence for 10 nutrient-rich foods to boost eye health. First one, fish. I often say I never met a fish I didn't like. Anyhow, fish are rich in sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Oily fish are fish that have oil in their gut and body tissue, so eating them offers a higher level of omega-3-rich fish oil. The fish that contains the most beneficial levels include tuna, salmon, trout, mackerel, sardines, anchovies, and herring. Some studies have found that fish oil can reverse dry eye, including the dry eye caused by spending too much time on a computer. The next of the top 10 foods, nuts and legumes. Nuts are also rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Nuts also contain high levels of vitamin E, which can protect the eye from age-related damage. Those that are the best are walnuts, Brazil nuts, cashews, peanuts, lentils. The next of the top 10 foods, seeds. Like nuts and legumes, seeds are high in omega-3s and they're a rich source of vitamin E. You can go for chia seeds, flax seeds, or hemp seeds. Another of the top 10 foods for eye health would be citrus fruits. Citrus fruits are rich in vitamin C. Just like vitamin E, vitamin C is an antioxidant that is recommended by the AOA to fight age-related eye damage. Vitamin C-rich citrus fruits include lemons, oranges, and grapefruits. Next, we come to a topic you have definitely heard about if you've listened to this program more than a couple weeks or a couple months. Leafy green vegetables. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Leafy green vegetables. Well, leafy green vegetables are rich in both lutein and zeaxanthin, and they're also a good source of eye-friendly vitamin C. Well-known leafy greens include spinach, kale, and collards. And now I will butt in here and tell you about a wonderful discovery I found at Trader Joe's recently. If you live near a Trader Joe's or can get there, try their product called Power to the Greens. It's a bagged, packaged assortment of greens in the salad department. It's organic. And this contains not only the three that are mentioned here, spinach, kale, and collards, but a whole bunch of other wonderful for you leafy green vegetables. And take my word for it, they taste really, really good. You pick them out of the bag, plop them on a salad plate, put some salad dressing on it, and you are good to go. Maybe you want to add some of number six, carrots. Carrots are rich in both vitamin A and beta carotene. And also number seven, sweet potatoes. Like carrots, sweet potatoes are rich in beta carotene, and they're also a good source of vitamin E. The next one sort of surprised me, beef. Beef is rich in zinc, which has been linked to better long-term eye care health. Zinc can help delay age-related sight loss and macular degeneration. Number nine, eggs. Eggs are an excellent source of lutein and zeaxanthin, which can reduce the risk of age-related sight loss. Eggs are also a good source of vitamin C and E and zinc. And number 10, this is sort of a no-brainer, water. It may come as no surprise that a fluid essential to life is also vital to eye health. Drinking plenty of water can prevent dehydration, which may reduce the symptoms of dry eyes. Well, there you have it. I would like to leave you with a quote. It's from a friend of mine. I've spent a whole wonderful day with her a long time ago, Julia Child. She says, "People who love to eat are always the best people." So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.